It's dirty folk.
It's dirty folk.
Folk.
Hello.
It's a game that no one ever asked for, but we delivered it.
And now you love it.
And now you absolutely love it.
You need it. You crave it.
I'm Max Moosman.
I'm Harper the Fox.
And this is the game that we call the Dirty Folk Podcast, where we take three randomly generated words, enter them into a Pornhub search bar, and share with you what we find. I have to say I'm a little bit excited about today's words. If you saw the title of this episode, you know what they are. It's entitlement, allow, order. I think we're going to get some bratty bitch porn.
I think we're going to get some bratty bitch porn.
I love me some bratty bitches. I love me some psycho brats.
This does sound like some sort of Englishy, like Chinese government mantra shit that you would see in like a poster. Entitlement, allow, order.
Oh, yeah. I guess it could be, right?
But I think you're dystopian. Exactly right. I think we're going to get some bratty bitches. And I knew the second I read the word entitlement, I was like, Max's boner is already swelling.
I'm ready. I'm starting here at, let's say, a solid 4, but I'm a 4 anticipating 7.
Oh, my God. Neither of us have ever hit 10 in this podcast so far.
No, and I suspect we never will.
That'll be a golden day.
That will be a golden day. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'm about to hit 10 right now.
We'll see.
What has to happen? Do I have to come watching one of these videos to hit 10?
The way I personally define 10 is like, it takes everything I have to not like go and insist we fuck right then and there.
If we hit a 10, we'll fuck on the podcast.
Oh my God.
Are we allowed to fuck on the podcast?
I don't think we are.
We won't. We will wink, wink, not fuck on the podcast.
This is just an audio drama.
And then you'll get to go like too much squishy. What do we call them? Squelchy noises?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Horrible. But the mics wouldn't be close enough. I'd have to have the mic like next to my pussy to get those sounds.
Which it would never be.
Never.
Anyway, we're amateur porn stars, so we're experts. So
don't try this at home.
And you know what? Do try it at home.
Yeah,
I'd be very
if you
curious.
Want to try this at home, we have a playlist of all the videos we're about to discuss available. Yeah. You find Harper the Fox on Pornhub. And there's actually something worth noting. The playlist tab is more confusing than I anticipated it would be. You click on it and see a list of like 5 playlists. There is a show more button in the upper right that takes you to the full list of playlists. So if you're looking for something and you can't find it, that's probably why.
Well, there you go.
There you go. I'm your helpful neighborhood Harper the Fox.
All right. Let's see what we found with entitlement, allow, order. Property, sex, petite, entitled, millennial, fucks her landlord. Oh, okay. Property, sex is like a whole series.
Oh, yeah. She's got over-the-knee socks, which is another thing you adore.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm excited. We're opening that one because I'm horny already. An Omegle one, which usually bums me out, but I guess Omegle Ginger 19-year-old listens to Daddy's Orders audio.
Hmm.
Well, you could try it. I'm curious about this. There's lots of cartoons. Holy shit. I would say this is like 40% cartoons.
Interesting.
So we got to get one of those in here. We have Insult Order Cocky Cat Girls. So maybe you were onto something with the English.
Maybe.
We have Philatrix Suck Face Sketches number 4. Yeah, I'm very curious about.
Right. The suck face sketches look like alien.
They do, but we don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
Let's see. This is, what else we got for these? This one looks like a whole produced cartoon. So do you want M. Oqui, Last Order, Episode 1, or Assassin Fate Grand Order Fate?
Let's do Assassin Fate Grand.
Well, that's only 50 seconds long.
Oh.
Actually, now I'm looking at it, and it doesn't look like much.
Okay. Well, we can go for Oqui, Last Order.
Yeah, because that one looks like a whole episode or something.
Let's get one more human one.
Okay. B.S. Beth with orders for you. Femdom anal instructions. Lesbian mistress orders teen girl to lick pussy and ass while face slapping. What else? Did we miss anything up here? Girl was kidnapped and tied up, fucked hard, and ordered to rim ass cream pie.
Jesus. I'm surprised Pornhub allows the word kidnapped. Most sites filter that shit.
Lesbian orders teen girl to lick pussy. You can pick the last one. What sounds not, I won't say good, but what sounds...
Let's scroll down. Let's do BS Beth.
Okay. We're going to open the kidnapping one, too.
Okay.
We'll scroll through it, because we talked too much about it already. We clearly are horrified and intrigued. Property sex, petite, entitled millennial fucks her landlord. Let's is a studio one.
Okay, so you were at like 4.5 anticipating 7. I'm at the 2.
2. Okay, here we go.
Okay. I'm Harper the Fox, and I am here to tell you to buy Bastard, A Mushroom Trip by my fabulous partner, Max Moosman. You can get it here at dirtyfolk.com/bastard. Not here. You're on a podcasting app. That's not dirtyfolk.com. I'm a little dumb sometimes. Dirtyfolk.com/bastard or Amazon, you can search for Bastard. I am on a personal mission to make this book a bestseller, so help me out with that. Dirtyfolk.com/bastard or Amazon for Bastard or Mushroom Trip. And we're back.
We're back.
I'd like to let you cover this one because I'm very curious.
From that last, just the last thing that's jumping out of me just because we finished it just now. The last episode we did had all the like distance cum shot stuff and things like that. We recorded that one before this episode. And now I can only like I saw the cum shot and I was like, that's not very much cum and it didn't go very far.
Could I actually, I think I have a different take on that. I was impressed because I saw globs of cum in her mouth like a full 35 seconds before that final spurt.
Oh, so you think they
missed? I think he was coming for like 30 seconds straight.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe they missed it. I don't know. Okay, so Hornamita went up. It probably peaked at 6 and finished at 5-ish. All right. The scenario is, these guys do this a lot. Property sex is kind of their thing. It's like some, you know, fucking... a hot chick is behind on her rent and she gets served with an eviction notice and she's like, isn't there anything we can work out?
Please.
So, you know, she just starts banging the landlord for in exchange for rent. That's the plot every time. I'm a supporter of the plot. I like the plot. And I'd say this one moves along nicely. They got nice banter. It's like, you know, B-plus porno acting.
Yep.
Like, they're in the thing. It's POV to start with, which I also like. And, you know, they're going back and forth good. Eventually, in the sex, it turns to standard porno, where we go, like, position to position to position. I don't like that they abandon POV. At some point in there, they switch to, like, the camera being off to the side, which completely threw me out of the reality of the whole thing. I was into the POV. And
you like the POV PNV?
Yes, I do. And when I shoot POV, which is what basically all we shoot, I'll do extended POV. So like my perspective will shift in ways that wouldn't be possible with normal eyes. So the camera will move away. But I'm always holding the camera still. So you're always sort of like in a position you could technically like bend to.
Right, and when I watch back through our stuff, I think that looks more realistic than straight up, like, because we've used a head camera before. I think it looks more realistic than head camera because, like, your eyes wander, your eyes focus in on different things.
Mm-hmm.
It feels more like sex feels.
Yeah, but I'd say, like, for me personally, like, drawbacks to this one is, like, she looks a little young, and... I don't know, not 100% my type, but she's a greedy little slut, and I'm a supporter of greedy little sluts.
All right.
So, overall, I dug it. I think they do good work over at Property of Sex. It's not overproduced. They have a clear plot. There's a lot of banter. It moves along, and then they just, like, fuck it out.
Cool. Yeah, I think that is a legit breakdown. I've got to say, the thing that would, like, I would say my horny meter stayed pretty static, like three-ish, like 3 to 4.
Okay.
But the thing that would have taken it over the top for me and made me really like this is if she got fucking evicted anyway.
Yeah, I did like that he shoved the eviction notice in her mouth while
yes.
he was fucking her.
Oh, that was great.
I forgot about that detail. He crumpled it up and shoved it in her mouth.
Right. Like, because I think the thing that I sort of like about entitled, greedy, bratty, bitch porn is, like, when they are fucking taught a lesson. And, like, in this porno, I feel like this chick got everything she wanted without too much repercussion, except the eviction notice being shoved in her face.
I do like your rewrite, because I did get a little hornier just thinking
yeah,
about
right?
that rewrite. It's a good, it's a
right.
good one.
If he, like, comes on her face and then is like, all right, uncrumples the eviction notice. You've been served. You have 7 fucking days
get
to get out.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out, you bitch. Yeah, that's better, right?
Yeah, then I'm hornier now. That's, I don't know what that says about either of us. Okay, here we go. We got coming up next, Omegle Ginger, 19-year-old, listens to Daddy's Orders audio. I suspect I'm about to get a lot less horny. Let's find out if I'm right.
Hey, Harper the Fox here again. Fun fact, did you know that the New York Times bestseller list is not reflective of actual best-selling books? It's a fucking editorial. They can just choose to leave books out at will. And you know what? Those New York Times bitches, even if we sell like fucking millions and millions and millions of copies of Bastard a Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman, they're going to take issue with the drugs and sex and wiener stretching in this book. So, let's fight the good fight. Let's sell a bunch of books and then rise up in protest against the New York fucking Times bestseller list. Join me at dirtyfolk.com/bastard. All right.
Yeah.
I'll cover this one.
Yeah, I'd like to hear your perspective, and then I'll see how we line up.
Cool. So I would say, like, 90% wholesome, clean fun. Like, it is an Omegle conversation. You can see the whole chat. It is like a screen recording of the interaction. And, like, she is, like, into it. There's a young woman in the bathroom. You learn later she's, like, at her family's house. And she's horny. So she's, like, using Omegle to try and find somebody to chat with. Dude, it, like, has a pretty nice looking dick. And they just start up this, like, daddy thing where she is, like, responding to his orders. But he's still, like, pretty polite and considerate. Like, he asks her, like, are you able to turn your audio on? Like, are you, like, do you show your pussy? Is that okay? And, like, and he is, like, giving her orders within her limits, which I appreciate. Very sort of standard fair interaction. Like, I get this shit on cam all the time when I do live webcamming, just like the sort of beat by beat, like, show your tits, push them together, like, will you show your pussy, turn around, ass and doggy, yes yes baby, like, pretty boring, pretty standard. But they, like, I don't know if she actually comes, but he wants her to. She gets in a position where he comes, and it is clear from this video that, like, this dude has been jacking off relentlessly. It takes him a long time to come. It seems like it's a struggle to come. And the only two things about this video that I wasn't super into are, he asks her how old she is after they have completely finished, which is a little, come on, dude. I would rather you have just not asked at all.
Yeah.
And he gets a fucking low battery warning because he can't keep his fucking Mac plugged in. So his computer is, like, about to die. So that, like, stressed me out right at the very end.
And he's got military time on his computer, so maybe he's European.
Maybe.
9% battery, though.
Yeah. Stupid.
Stupid.
Keep your computer fucking plugged in, you trash. But, yeah.
Wow.
On the whole, it seems, like, consensual, good, clean fun.
Yeah. I basically agree with your assessment. This is the thing that's been fascinating me about doing this podcast. Like, being a part of this, right? I've done things like this like with you when we were long distance and mm-hmm. stuff like that, being a part of this would be sexy and fun. Watching it, it doesn't feel good.
It does. In what way does it not feel good?
I know it was uploaded, but I feel like I'm just sort of like it in the same way that like it's hot to watch like a Hollywood like makeout scene, but if you're just like sitting on a park bench and a couple's like on the same bench making out, it just feels uncomfortable. Sure. Like get out of here. Like mm-hmm. or like I should get out of here. You know what I mean? Like I'm not like a part of it exactly. You know, like it might be different if they were like talking about how they were gonna upload it and like everybody watching us doing this thing, you know what I mean? Like if I was like somehow part of this scenario as the viewer. But otherwise I just feel I can see how it's sexy, I can see how they're having fun, but for me, I feel like I don't belong there and it makes me like not horny at all.
Sure. Something I noticed myself, the last time we covered an Omegle video, it made me deeply uncomfortable because I was like convinced like this girl has no idea she's being recorded, this isn't okay. And like in this one, you're right, there is no indication that this girl knows she has been recorded and that this will be uploaded. So like thinking about that now, it does make me uncomfortable, but I like that wasn't on my mind at all as we were watching through.
Yeah.
And like I guess for me, more of it is like, this girl is clearly into the idea of like, I'm daddy's little slut. I'm taking daddy's orders. I am like a horny girl. And like, that tells me more, like, at least it wouldn't be like appalling to her if it was uploaded. The last one we watched, it's like, this girl barely even wants to take her tits out. And you're like recording her and putting her on the internet. This is gross.
Yeah. I mean, this might be her computer.
It could be. I mean, the typing sounds come from the dude. The typing sounds line up with the dude typing.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. For them, I'm sure it was fun and sexy, but like most things with this porn stuff, like it's fun and sexy for you to make it, and it's not so fun and sexy.
Well, when it's randomly given to you, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, that's that one. I am back down to 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. I'm right there with you.
We got...
Philatrix.
Philatrix suck face sketches next. I'm kind of excited for this one.
Yeah. Harper the Fox here. I bet that after that last ad, dozens and dozens of you went immediately to go buy Bastard a Mushroom Trip by my partner, Max Mooseman. Thank you so much for doing that. I love that you did that. You are so muscular and sexy. Your abs are so toned. I can tell. Oh, you look so good with that book in your hands. Thank you for running off immediately to go buy Bastard a Mushroom Trip at dirtyfolk.com/bastard.
I was cracking up that whole time because that was like a personal nightmare for you.
Thanks, Beb.
Am I right?
Oh, I mean, it's not the worst slurping sounds we've gotten, but it was pretty bad. I am very curious about many aspects of this video. So
do you want to give a breakdown?
Yeah. So basically what we have are like digital sketches of like blowjob face. I wish I could remember the name. There is some Pokemon that has like a cone shaped face that these women look exactly like.
I just think Anteater.
Anteater is pretty close. Yeah. They have like very stretched out lips and faces from like so vigorously sucking on dick. So what you get are these digital sketches surrounded by word bubbles, and there's kind of an epic soundtrack. And then there are a series of like pretty good voice actresses who are reading these word bubbles.
One voice actress, according to the credits.
Oh, really?
Yep.
They were very different voices, so I'm extra impressed if this was one woman doing all those voices. And it rotates between several different scenes. So you have, like, some of your standard, like, oh, like, I love sucking your dick, it's so deep down my throat, and, like, then it switches, and it's a girl who's, like, very high-voiced. And this one is the one I liked best. Like, high-voiced, and she's just, like, sucking the dick and saying, like, oh, I love you so much, I love you so much. Like, very sweet. And then it switches to another one who has cum dribbling out her nose. And she's saying, "Your cum, it's jelly thick. I can't even swallow. It won't go down my throat." Disgusting.
That one, horrible. I was laughing at your expense up until that point, and then I was like, oh, it got me now. Now I'm completely like, I want to puke. That's so, it's jelly thick. I can't even swallow it. The idea of jelly thick cum that can't be swallowed.
Yeah, disgusting. And that's part of my fascination here is clearly like someone drew this because not just one, but a lot of people find that idea hot. Like, I am wondering.
No, I refuse to believe it. I refuse to believe it. We're going way slow for this episode. We got so much more to get through. That we're gonna end on jelly thick cum for that one.
Disgusting. Fucking zero horny level.
Yeah, one zero. No one likes that. I refuse to believe it. I refuse to believe it. And if you like it, you're not real. That's what I say. How would you say that word?
Okui.
Okui. Okui. Probably pasta. Fucking Japanese.
Emokui, last order. Episode one uncensored.
Oh, yeah, this is the whole thing. Man, this is going to be the longest episode ever. All right, here we go.
You know what I just learned? Despite the fact that all those dozens and dozens of you went off immediately to buy Bastard a Mushroom Trip, the New York Times still refuses to acknowledge this book. Why won't you acknowledge Bastard a Mushroom Trip, fucking New York Times? You're hacks. What are you doing? You're trying to keep the people away from the book that's going to fill them with laughter and warmth and passion and love and drugs and change their lives. Why do you hate the people, New York Times? Riddle me that. What the shit did we just watch?
I have no idea. I don't know what the fuck is going on in Japan. I kind of like it.
Okay, I have a version of the plot that I was trying to craft in my head because this is all in Japanese.
With no subtitles. And I mean, I get that they were all fucking.
Yeah. So let me try and invent the establishing situation here because there are some context clues. I'm probably wrong.
There's a flashback.
We
start with a flashback.
Yes, that's true. We start in the middle and then the titles roll and then we get the whole thing. So what I am going to put forward as the possible plot of this porno is two like early 30s hot liquor store owners are closing up shop when three punk ass teenagers fresh from prom night roll in looking for booze. And that these fucking hot early 30s liquor store owners have a policy of punishing punk-ass underage liquor attempted buyers, punishing them with hard sex.
The female,
yes,
liquor store owners.
The female,
or do you think the dude
owners
is a liquor store owner? Is he one of the punk-ass
no,
teenagers?
No, the dude is a punk-ass teenager. He's like the ringleader.
Both dudes?
There's the one in the white suit and the one in the dark suit with his date. The one in the white suit is lead punk ass who is determined to get booze. The dark suited guy and his date, who I think is the prom queen because she's wearing a crown, they're just kind of along for the ride. And it seems like, okay, so the lady liquor store owners start like kicking ass and making demands. They like beat up the fucking guy in the white suit, get him on the ground and start like rubbing their pussies over his pants. And then the other chick like forces the other two punk ass kids to have sex in front of them. And the girl does not seem to be okay with it at all. She's like crying the whole time. And then there's just a series of like fucking in different position, like stomping on hands, like feet on dick, fucking taking cream pies and then forcing the prom queen to eat the cream pie. There's all kinds of shit going on.
There's a lot going on. I had a different plot entirely.
Yeah, tell me what you think was going on.
My plot was this is like a spot owned by a record studio. White suit, flashy, staying alive Bee Gees guy comes in and he's like announcing sort of like, hey, there's going to be some changes around here, new contract stuff, right? then there's two older performers, like let's say like they're like the Madonnas of their time, right? And then there's like these punk newcomers, like I don't know who's a new, let's say they're like the Taylor Swifts to Madonnas. I know I'm like still too old.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, let's go back 10 years and have it be that, right? And the Madonna type chick is like, fuck that shit. And she headbutts the guy in the face. He's like, I'll tell you how this is going to go. Like, you're going to give me what I want. And she like takes his pants off and starts making fun of his dick, and then she just starts like, this is the record business, bitches, and she just starts making everybody fuck everybody else. And then like her friend gets involved and is like, yeah, this is the record business, you want to fucking make it in this industry, I'll show you what it takes, you fucking pieces of shit. And then, you know, we don't see it, but I'm in my mind there's a lot of cocaine going around.
Yep.
And this is just like the Japanese version of what they think happens in America in the music business.
All right. Let's do the hornometer and move on. Because I know, like, I don't have anything else to say about this fucking video.
I hate the cream pie things, but if we take out the cream pie stuff, because it's that, like, weird, like, you go up in their guts.
Yes.
And you see the cream pie. I'm not into it. The rest of it, there were several moments that I really liked.
Mm-hmm. Like, what favorite moment?
I like the big fat heel in the dick. the rubbing dick thing, I liked that. A lot of the like threesome, like pussy eating, getting fucked,
yeah,
at the same time stuff, really dug. I liked that she out of nowhere headbutted him in the face and then took his dick out.
Yep,
I was into that.
All those things seem right up your alley.
Didn't see that coming at all.
The dick surprises me a little bit, but like headbutt followed by gimme your dick, that's like,
that was great. That was great.
I gotta say, I'm surprised the like crying girl with a crown didn't ruin it for you.
You know, I thought maybe in my mind crying was just kind of her thing, because she was like reaching back and grabbing the guy and kind of like thrusting him along and stuff
was she?
Yeah, she had her hand behind her on his arm and she's like pulling him.
Okay. Yeah, I'm consistently confused with videos like this. It seems like Japanese sex sounds a lot like tears.
I think Japanese people cry when they're happy. That's what I'm going with.
Okay. Yeah, so what's your hornometer at?
Yeah, 4 to 5.
Okay.
I'm back up there. I enjoyed it.
I'd say mine is a confused 3.
Okay. All right, what do we got next? BS Beth. We got to hurry this along. We're so behind. All right.
Harper here. In that last section of time there, I just spoke with the New York Times itself. The entity gave me a call, and they wish to effusively apologize. They have recognized that Bastard a Mushroom Trip is the greatest book of the last 1,000 years of human history. You can buy it at dirtyfolk.com/bastard. You can buy it from Amazon when you search Bastard a Mushroom Trip. And the New York Times says they're very, very sorry.
Okay, we're back. I want to comment on this right away.
Okay.
So, what's her name? Beth?
Yes.
BS Beth. Clearly a content maker. She's got, it's not her official channel, so I don't know how old this stuff is. But there's a lot of stuff with her, like, below the video and suggested things. She's beautiful. She is very talented, and I want to speak about the extent of her talent, because she has overcome what to me is a debilitating disability, which is the female Australian accent. I find it to be, I know this is controversial, the least sexy accent on the planet. It is enough to kill any boner for me, and I found a lot of that sexy still, despite the horrible fucking...
And again,
sexy.
And again, and again.
It's so not sexy, that accent.
It is fascinating to me because I love it. I absolutely love male and female Australian accents.
I kind of get it for dudes. I get why women like that accent on a dude, but to me, it turns women into dudes.
Interesting. Yeah, I know this about you, and I was curious the second I heard her start to speak, But like, I don't get it at all.
But she was, it was, so okay, let's go through the video. It's a classic childhood game. It's Red Light, Green Light. And the premise is she's a sexy nurse who's there to help you not come so fucking quickly, you loser.
But she doesn't take that attitude at
all. No, she's very sweet.
Yeah.
She's very sweet. She's there to help you. She's helped there. So you're going to play Red Light, Green Light while she slowly strips and makes it harder and harder to not to like for you to like restrain yourself. She keeps pushing you to the end. So it's like jerk off instruction. It's really hot. She's very good at it. She's sexy. She's fun. She's got a tragic disability. I'm trying to overlook it. you know, she's just born that way. You can't help where you're born. It's Red Light, Green Light. I did find a hilarious thing that I carried through from the beginning is that she did suggest that the problem maybe with like you coming too fast, like the person she's talking to in this, is like their own technique. So in the premise in my head, the person has come to this clinic because they have a problem where they are coming too quickly while jerking off.
Right.
Like, not like a while having sex problem. It's just like they're having a premature ejaculation problem while jerking it.
That's a good point. So maybe it's sort of like a here's how to up your edging game thing.
Yeah.
I also thought this was like a really fun, hot concept.
Yep. And she
and
does
I love
great
that she was so sweet.
She was really sweet. It is a like a ruined orgasm thing. She leaves you hanging, spoiler alert. Which I also found hot. Oh, it's been so much of it. Honest to God, like I would be up at like a 7 or an 8 if she had any other accent. But I'm at a 5. I still did good. It was very good.
Cool. I'd say I'm at like a 4.
You went up too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. BS Beth overcoming the odds.
Atta girl. All right. Okay. Time to go down. This is a girl was kidnapped and tied up, fucked hard in order to rim dot dot dot.
Yeah. Ordered to rim. What is it? It's ordered.
What has she been ordered to rim?
Ordered to rim ass cream pie.
Okay.
Here we go.
Harper the Fox here with a shocking update. I just learned that the New York Times has filmed a porno with a bastard, a mushroom trip. They're like basically in love now. They're rubbing their pages together. They're flip-flapping against each other. It's an unexpected union, but you know, opposites attract. New York Times is, I don't know, sort of stodgy and uptight, and Bastard a Mushroom Trip is loose and edgy and fun and dirty and fucking wild. So, you know, I think all of us need a little bit of that in our lives sometimes. Shake things up, loosen up. Dirtyfolk.com/bastard or Bastard a Mushroom Trip. On Amazon. All right.
I don't even know why they uploaded. That just is what I imagine to be a standard day in Russia.
Also, the strangest Calvin Klein advertisement I've ever seen.
It's a very long, odd Calvin Klein advertisement. This one, they try to cover all their bases. Just all the positions they can muster. It's in Russian. I don't really know what they're talking about, but I feel like I got the gist. You know, petite, blonde, young lady standing around talking on her cell phone for a long time for no reason.
Yep.
Then hanging up her cell phone. And then this dude who just loves kidnapping. He creeps in. He keeps looking at the camera. He checks the sky. For some reason, to make sure there's nothing in the sky that's watching.
That a falcon isn't going to come down and carry him away.
I don't know why. He's suspicious that someone might be. He checks the sky the longest. He's looking around to make sure no one's looking, and then he checks the sky for the longest. I don't know what's going on in Russia, but maybe there's a lot of drones watching people now. I don't know. But he grabs her and carries her, and then we cut. He seems to have carried her a long way, because he is now, we go from a platform that looks like it's in a park to a bedroom.
Can I point out real quick, he grabs her while she is in the process of tying her shoe, but it is a sandal with no laces. It is like a slip-on sandal.
I guess she got what she deserved.
She's too dumb to She's not get kidnapped.
Too dumb. Then he brings her in, and he seems confused about how to put his ass on her face. He turns around, and he sort of just slips
they
down.
They both seem real dumb.
Yeah. He slips his underwear down and puts his ass on her face, and they go from there. I'm going to yada, yada, yada through a lot of it. There's a pee that if you go to the playlist and look at the thing, I was super suspicious that we were getting like a cut fake pee. But then we cut back to what looked like the same stream and it looked real. So I'm not sure.
He's very well hydrated if it's real.
My God, is he well hydrated? That was ridiculous.
It was just a waterfall of piss
that
onto
was
her
crystal
toilet pussy.
Clear.
Absolutely crystal clear spring water.
Spring water piss.
Dasani piss.
Yeah. But the guy's pretty ripped and stuff, so maybe he's just well hydrated. Maybe he just takes care of himself. They eventually get into a split camera. We get multiple angles.
Mm-hmm.
That comes out of nowhere. Color graded differently, too.
Yep.
Interesting.
Did that bother you?
Didn't bother me. I just noticed it. I was surprised at the end because I found this to be utterly unsexy for the whole thing. But then they do latch on to a trend that's going around in porn right now that I do actually kind of find hot, which is, I think they call it reverse missionary. So it's the guy's legs are open and the girl's legs are tighter inside their legs, but they're having like standard vaginal sex.
So let me see if I can describe this position a little more clearly than that. The dude is on his back with his legs like straddled open as if he was a chick in missionary.
Yes.
The girl is like pulling his dick back sort of between his legs and straddling over his hips and riding from there.
Yes, but her legs are in between his legs.
I didn't think that was true. I thought she was straddling over his legs.
Nope, her legs are in between his legs.
Let's check this.
I know, because it's what reverse missionary is.
She is straddling his butt.
That's his legs, and that's her legs. Her legs are inside his legs.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. I would not describe it using those terms, but you are technically correct. The way you described it,
everyone, you just learned how Harper cannot say I'm wrong.
No, exactly.
Oh, you thought I was saying her legs are going through his chest?
No, like through onto his chest, and that she's like somehow riding him from there. I said she's straddling his ass. How is she not straddling his ass?
I'm not saying that you said it wrong. You were saying that her legs were outside of his.
And
they're
I'm
not.
I'm saying your description was confusing. Because I thought you were saying something completely different.
All right, we're going to get off here. We're going to fight.
We're going to punch each other.
Because Harper can't just say that she was wrong.
You thought
I was saying her legs were going through his chest.
Like, through his legs to his chest. If her legs were between his legs, that's where they'd go.
Her legs
are under his
legs. It's recorded. Everyone heard you say, I thought you meant it was going through his chest.
Oh, my God.
Everyone
obviously
heard it.
That's not what I meant. Oh, my God. I am going to schmack you.
I'm going to schmack you.
I will say on the schmacking front, this would be a much more realistic kidnapping scenario if there was like any violence at all.
You want her to get schmacked?
No, that's one of the things that was surprising about this. I expected to hate this video because I was expecting it to be like a violent kidnapping scenario. But like there is practically zero coercion. He basically just like grabs her. And from the second she's like in his house, she's just like, okay, well, I guess we're fucking now.
He's very excited to be there.
Yeah, he is very eager.
Keeps smiling, keeps looking at the camera.
Yeah.
He's pumped.
Yeah.
Which good. You know, good for that. I hope they had fun.
This did not turn me on at all.
No, I'm at a 2.
Like, yeah, just weird, gross, like and like for so much of it, like the fact that he's forcing her to rim his ass like this and like the position he takes at the end, it strikes me and like his haircut too and how ripped he is. It looks to me like a gay porno where like the dude just didn't show. So they just found a girl to take the place in this gay porno.
It does take him a long time to get hard.
Yeah.
She's sucking his dick for a while and it's real soft.
Yeah. So
and his eyes are closed pretty tight. She's looking away. Her eyes are closed pretty tight.
Yeah, honestly, like, I gotta say, I'm not proud of this. I'm kind of ashamed of this. I would have found this more hot if he smacked her around a bit. If he like was more masculine.
I'm glad
in
you
his
admitted
approach.
It finally, because you wanted her to get schmacked.
I did want her to get schmacked.
Yeah.
Like
denying it before.
Yeah, this would have been hotter if there was any indication that this was like legit. This was too it wasn't even close to being a realistic kidnapping scene. And it took like there's just nothing hot about it. It wouldn't have been super hot if it was realistic kidnapping, but it was too far gone from being realistic to be hot, and it was gross. So
the end. Thanks for listening.
Harper the Fox here. Well, that was a heartwarming series of ads throughout this episode. We learned that about the power of forgiveness, about the power of accepting fun and positivity and a little bit of recklessness into your lives. A bunch of you went out and bought Bastard a Mushroom Trip at dirtyfolk.com/bastard and on Amazon by searching for Bastard a Mushroom Trip. Yeah, I had a lead in. Max just yelled bonus episode. I had a lead in mind for the bonus episode. Oh, I remember what it was. Bonus episodes don't have ads in them. So these extra little pieces of delightful content and encouragement to buy Bastard a Mushroom Trip. If you're one of the very sexy people who has already bought the book, maybe you would like an ad-free episode because you got the memo already. You can buy those at dirtyfolk.com/listen, and you're going to love them. Our bonus episodes thus far are the same premise. It's the same three-word premise, random word search of Pornhub, except we throw the word furry into it. So it's a whole barrel of laughs. That's it from me. I'm Harper the Fox. Bastard a Mushroom Trip. It's your new best friend. Make a porno with it.